I work with dogs, so the downside is that I have to pick up a lot of their poop. But the upside is that they don't think it smells like roses. I think it's crazy when you hear stories about celebrities who think they're better than everybody else. Why are they even different than anybody else? I mean, set aside the fact that they have enough money to buy a person to literally carry them around so their feet never even have to touch the ground. But, I mean, other than that, what is separating them from us? But some of them are really, really ridiculous. And they really honestly believe that they are superhuman. I just recently heard that included in Mariah Carey's contract for what she wants in her dressing room are a bunch of puppies and kittens. Real live puppies and kittens in her dressing room just while she's there. I mean, where are they getting these puppies and kittens? And what do you think she does with them after her show? Throws them away? Probably eats them. So the Olympics started. I like watching them. I do. I don't necessarily enjoy watching a lot of other sporting events, but the Olympics is interesting in its own way because the networks are constantly switching events on you. So I sit down to watch some beach volleyball or gymnastics, and as soon as the game is over, they switch to swimming. And it's always swimming. Apparently there is a billion different ways to compete in swimming, which I never even knew of. I actually think there's an Olympic event for the game Marco Polo in the pool. But what I mean is, after a usual sporting event on TV, they spend hours just talking about and interviewing the players about what happened during the game. No, thank you. You know, I just want to see the action, not what overweight ex-players have to say about what they thought went wrong or right in the game. Nah. The track and field is always a big event also. Speaking of running, I just got those toe shoes, you know, the ones where it's like you're barefooted without having to worry about catching the HIV from whatever is living on the roads you run on. And I like them. I was prepared not to, though. There's a lot of hype behind them, but they're actually pretty awesome. Even if they do make me look like a wacko wannabe anarchist of the sneaker world. You know, one more thing about beach volleyball and gymnastics. I wish that I could get a swimsuit that didn't fall off or get sucked up into me by way of wedgies whenever I wear it. I went to the beach a couple weeks ago, and with every wave that hit me, I had to hold on tighter and tighter to make sure my bathing suit was not rolling into the surf without me in it. It might be a good invention to make belts for swimsuits so they don't fall off during those tumultuous wave situations. I don't think I said tumultuous right. I definitely did. I think now I'm now realizing that I don't really know how to say that word at all. I should probably take it right out of my vocabulary until I do figure it out. But you know what? I really felt like that word was describing what I wanted to say there. So I'm going to stand by it. Anyway, you know, guys have it a little bit easier when they're swimming because their bathing suits look pretty much just like shorts. But what I don't understand about guy bathing suits is what's up with the pockets? Do you really think anything is going to stay securely in those things as they're bubbling up, turning inside out, and floating on the surface? I don't get it. I don't think I would put anything important into a guy's swimsuit pockets. There is a lot, though, that does not make sense in this world. Pockets on men's bathing suits is just one of them, that's for sure. But if there is anything that would make me feel right about the world again, it's that when Mariah Carey returns to her dressing room, she finds that all of the cute, cuddly, innocent little puppies and kittens that she has rented to make her feel loved have showed their appreciation by pooping all over her designer dresses, white curtains, and peeing in her special mineral water. So Mariah, my friend, let me be the first to tell you that puppies, while being fuzzy and adorable, produce some of the foulest smelling number two that I've ever had the displeasure of cleaning up after.